Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Happy Father's Day to start with. Hope everybody is getting to visit with friends and family and having a good weekend, having decent weather. As I said at the beginning of the show, we had a wonderful rain night before last, and have some moisture in the soil right now after going through some hot weather. We'll be back to the really hot weather here pretty soon, but you can do gardening with whatever's going on there, and whatever you want to talk about, we will discuss. Give me a call at 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. My books and my art and the class are available to you. If you want to get a real late Father's Day present, you might consider one of those, a promise to do one of those. The online course is a course that I teach. We did it because there are no universities teaching the natural organic approach. And it is under the Texas Organic Research Center, our nonprofit, and it is sold through dirtdoctor.com, the red button right at the top of the page. You click on it, it takes you to the information about the course and about my books, which cover all kinds of specific subjects, and some cover kind of a composition of all of my books put together. The Texas Gardening the Natural Way is a more of a composite of all of the books put together. And then we have specific books on trees and on insects, and the bug book is insects and diseases. The vegetable book is about edible crops, not just vegetables. It's just about fruit and edible landscaping and all that kind of thing. Even though some of the books have Texas in the name, they're all good for people out there coast to coast and border to border, because we talk about doing things, especially in the food crop book, the vegetable gardening book. We talk about when to do things as it relates to the first and last freeze date in your wherever you are. And then you get local specific information about the specific plant varieties and things like that. Even though we give you some basic guidelines about the things that are the most foolproof for everybody across the country, and especially for in the region where I am, because we have the most experience there. But the books are good for everybody. My art is mostly abstract art, a little bit of realistic stuff thrown in. You can see the catalog. We need to do a little updating of it. I've done some new pieces. Most of it is done on recycled canvases and wood materials and things that I painted over somebody else's painting. We have some sculpture in as well. And all of it is sold through TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, so it's tax-free and tax-deductible. So check it out. My art ranges from little bitty things, little tiny art, up to some very large pieces. I think the largest one's about 5 feet by 6 feet, something like that. I mentioned the plant to you at the end of the first hour, and I'm going to tell you just a little bit more before we go back to the phones here. It is a plant that I've designed into projects for many, many years. I used to, when I was doing, you know, landscape architecture is my primary business, which I did for years. I designed this evergreen viburnum into a lot of projects, and you can find it all over the place in Dallas-Fort Worth area and in the South, but there's a kind of a mystery to it. It's kind of an interesting deal. I've always referred to it as evergreen viburnum. It's sold under a couple of different names. I've seen it sold as Viburnum japonicum, for one thing. That's rare. You see it under Viburnum odoratissimum probably the most, but you also see it, and we mentioned it in the entry on dirtdoctor.com, we definitely see it in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and so I assume you see it in other parts of the country sold under Viburnum macrophyllum. It has a large leaf, and the leaf is really thick and shiny and evergreen. It's just a beautiful foliage. Doesn't have very distinctive flowers. In fact, I don't even remember seeing flowers on mine in a long time. I'm sure it does flower, but the flowers are small and very insignificant when they do flower. It's mostly for the foliage, and the foliage is evergreen. The year we had the worst winter was 1983-84. We had freezing weather that very low and lasted a long time. And since then, we've had two winters, not in the too distant past, where we had a 50-degree change in 24 hours. And that plant wasn't damaged by the freeze at all. So I think it'll grow in a pretty wide range across the country. And the thing about it that we just discovered is cutting the foliage and putting the foliage in water in a container, it will last over a month and be in beautiful, perfect shape. It's the prettiest cut flower foliage that I've seen as far as lasting. Another one related to that, and I sent a text to Judy. She hadn't seen it yet. I didn't notice it this morning, but I made a cutting yesterday. I was doing some trimming at the office, and I made a cutting off of a little pink crepe myrtle. And it looked real pretty. Instead of throwing it in the compost heap, I took it home, trimmed a little bit more off of the bottom, which I usually do when I make these cuttings, so it's nice and fresh and can accept water easily. And the little flowering tip growth of the crepe myrtle is holding up really well. Surprised about that also. So we'll see how long it lasts. A lot of the other foliage, another pruning thing that's going on at our house, another in-house garden thing for you. We have squirrels doing a number on our green Japanese maples in the front yard. They're the species plant, just the Acer palmatum, what a lot of the hybrids are bred from. But it's just a basic species plant. It's bigger growing. It's green, bigger growing, has spectacular fall color. That's one of the reasons I like it. It also can take some full sun a lot better than other Japanese maples. But the squirrels have pruned out about 50% of the canopy. They're doing a fairly good job of not ruining the shape, but they're taking out 10-inch, 15-inch, 24-inch cuttings off of the tip growth all throughout the plant. Nice, smooth cuts. They're not feeding on it. It doesn't look like they're feeding on it at all. It's almost like they're doing it for fun. They're not eating on the bark like they can do. I think part of it is maybe they're trying to get the samara, the seed, and eat them. But I don't know how to stop them. Squirrels are something I don't have any recommendations for stopping at all. They're tough to deal with. So anyway, those are some things that are going on in Howard's garden. We'll talk about mosquitoes a little bit later, too. Let me catch up on some phone calls first. Who's first? Carol in Dallas, I believe, is first. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Howard. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much.
I had a viburnum odoratissimum. It was a hedge. It was about three plants. They were very, very hardy.
Oh, great.
And Corpus Christi would get very, very dry for very, very, very long periods of time. It bloomed, but it wasn't showy like a hydrangea or anything like that.
Or a snowball viburnum or anything, kind of small white flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty,
yeah.
But they're just tough as nails.
Oh, it's a great plant.
So, anyway, you were talking about transplants. I had a little baby red oak come up, and I put it in a 5-gallon pot. It's 24 inches tall now.
Okay.
And healthy and full, and I prune it back so I can get a good leader on it. But anyway, I want to plant it in my backyard, and I want to know, is it too hot now, and should I wait till fall?
No, it'll be happier in the ground than in the container, so go ahead and plant it right away is my recommendation.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put a tomato cage around it. So
that's a good idea.
With a lawn tractor.
That's a good idea.
Now, another, I want a tree in my backyard.
We're about to need to go to a break. You want to hang on with me so we're not rushed when I get back?
Not a problem.
Okay, hang on, and I'll get right back when we'll talk about trees. Those of you need more information, you're just hearing us for the first time about this natural organic approach. Best way to go is just go to dirtdoctor.com, and then there's connections there to all my books and the art and the class and the membership area, the Organic Club of America, and all of the stuff right on dirtdoctor.com. And it's D-I-R-T, Dirt Doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, dirtdoctor.com. And I will be back right after this.
Good Natured. That's the name of an exceptional line of organic garden and landscape products consisting of fertilizer, pest control, weed control, and soil amendments. You can find Good Natured and other great natural organic products at Dirt Doctor destinations, in independent garden centers, and hardware stores. Good Natured creates products that are safe and simply work better in every way. Look for these great products in Dirt Doctor destinations, and to learn more, go to goodnaturedforall.com. That's goodnaturedforall.com.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Dirt Doctor here with a summer tip on backyard storage. Regular storage sheds tend to get really hot during the summer months, which can damage your stuff and make your shed unpleasant to use. My friends at Ulrich Barnes have designed a ventilation system that keeps their sheds about 18 degrees cooler than a standard shed. Visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers that have given Ulrich five-star reviews. Call 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or ulrichbarnes.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as PureGrow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, Howard, back, and we're going to go back and talk with Carol just a little bit more. Are you there, Carol?
Yep, still here.
What else did you have?
Okay, I was looking at planting a Chinese pistachio. A neighbor has it, and it's really pretty, but it's too big for what I want. And I was wondering about the Chautauqua. Is that a pretty fast-growing tree, or is it real slow, or...
Chautauqua is an interesting tree. There's a huge one near my home that's in full bloom right now. I need to get a picture and add it to the entry that we have on dirtdoctor.com. It is it's got one fatal flaw, Carol, and that is it's very sensitive to too much water. I've seen some just flash and die overnight. There used to be a big, beautiful one that I took a picture of. In fact, it may be the picture in the entry in dirtdoctor.com that was over in the Park Cities area. And I used to go by there on a regular basis driving from work back to home, and it just died overnight one time, and I've seen others do that. The other interesting thing about Chautauqua is that it is Dr. Carl Whitcomb has done some research on it, and he thinks it's just a sport of the desert willow, that it's not really, that it's just a different shape leaf than the regular desert willow, which would explain why too much water. would be tough on it. If it is truly a desert willow, then it's a very, very dry tolerant tree. So as long as you have good drainage where you plant it, it'll be good, and it's a very beautiful tree. I like it a lot. Chinese pistachio, there's good news, bad news about it. It's a beautiful tree, has beautiful fall color, but the female version of it now is a big problem. It's spreading all over the United States by birds. Has been identified now as a invasive tree. So if you could get a guarantee of a male plant, and they're prettier too. The females, when they start loading up with their fruit, the foliage kind of gets weak and turns a little yellow. The tree doesn't grow as well and all that kind of thing. The bad news about it is, when you buy one from a nursery, I don't know how in the world you'd be able to tell whether it's female or not.
Yeah.
About all you can do is, if it turns out to be a female, if it starts having the fruit, you cut the thing down and try again.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's a little bit of a risk.
Well, I guess I'll keep browsing then. Let me ask you real quick about this little baby red oak. Do I need, I planted it the same height that it was growing. Now, do the trees, when they're babies, know to expose their flare? Do I need to pay special attention to that? Or
no,
what?
They don't. And the reason for that is sometimes they're planted by a squirrel too deep in the ground.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they're, you know, they fall into a hole and they get covered up. And they, yeah, a tree that sprouts is just a wild seedling can end up being too deep in the ground, just like a tree that you bought at the nursery and planted yourself. So,
okay, yeah. So I need to go ahead and dig around the soil on the little trunk and get down to where I can see what looks like a flare there.
Yep, get down to the first of the true roots and set that right at the top of the ground. You also, if you want to look at some other colorful trees, I would look at the big tooth maple. It's really hard to beat. The lacy oak has a unique color in the spring when it first starts growing, and then orangey fall color that's unique. And then the Texas ash is a very colorful fall color ash that's one of the most healthy ash trees that you can buy. Look at those before you make your final decision.
Okay.
All right.
One more question real quick. When I plant a little baby red oak, should I make the hole like two times the size of the pot it's growing in?
Yes.
Okay.
At least double the size. Because the reason you do that is when you make it real wide and you backfill with the native soil that came out of there, it's loosened and aerated because you dug it out and then put it back in there. And so even though it's just the soil that came out of the hole, it's been changed physically some so that those new little roots can get out there and get started in that existing soil they need to grow in very quickly and easily.
Can I put some cinderite in with the soil that I work up to plant it, you know?
Put it on the surface, just in the top couple of inches.
Perfect.
Don't put it down in the ground. It really won't do you any good down in the ground as much as up on the surface in the top few inches.
Okay.
All right.
Will do. Thank you, sweetie.
Appreciate the call. Good questions, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's see what George in Georgia is up to. Hello, George.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm from Mount Mercy, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm calling about the,
it says grapefruit seed.
Yeah, grapefruit. I'll think of it in a minute. I need to know when to plant the seed.
You can plant them this afternoon. Get out there and get with it.
Hold on just a minute. All right. How deep do I plant it?
You plant, in general, you plant any seed about twice as deep as the seed is long. So, in other words, the grapefruit seed, that's a pretty small seed. It just goes under the surface of the soil. You know, you don't want to plant them too deep, and you don't want to have them up where they're exposed to the surface. They can be countersunk and germinate, but it's hard to keep them watered properly. So just under the surface of the soil. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, George, because we're going to have to run for a minute here. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stewart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green, that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems, and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
After birds beat me back, let's see. That just real quickly, the Chautauqua I was talking about. I have probably even written this myself, but the common thought about Chautauqua is that it's a cross between desert willow and the catalpa tree, the one that has the great big leaves, you know, and white flowers in the summer, early summer, and then the long seed pods. But Dr. Whitcomb, one time I was visiting with him at his ranch up in Oklahoma, and he was showing me some that he had been experimenting with and playing with, and he was under the he was pretty convinced himself that the Chautauqua just simply sported from the desert willow. The leaves got bigger, wider, and the flowers got bigger, and it wasn't a cross with a catalpa. So if you see that, you can, he has some really good books, and in those books I think he covers that topic as well. But that was what his thought process was. The importance of that is that if it is really just a desert willow, it is
even more drought tolerant than we originally thought. Here's Rose in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Rose.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much.
I have five questions. My first is, okay, how do I kill grass? My neighbors had put some gravel down, and I'm going to put a fence up behind it, and now I'm trying to eliminate the grass. I'm not going to worry about cutting back anymore because I'm afraid that the rocks are going to hit the neighbors' cars and stuff like this. So I want to keep a little grasses there, and that's the first question.
Killing, what do you think it is, Bermuda grass or various kinds of grasses?
Various kinds.
Okay. Well, the probably the best thing with the organic herbicides, Rose, is to use for that kind of a situation is the 20% vinegar, which is sold in a lot of stores out there now under about three different brand names, and they're all registered as an organic herbicide. And you simply put it in the sprayer full strength and spray the 20% vinegar. The second best choice as far as that situation there would be, and it'd work well too, is the Pure Grow Weed Crush product. And you can, there are also some fatty acid products out there like Scythe and BioSafe and other brand names. And when you use the term fatty acids, what that means is it's a fancy soap. You know, it's kind of a concentrated soap. So all of those are non-toxic, but really good at killing things completely.
So I can buy this like at Home Depot or Lowe's or something like that.
The big box stores usually have at least one of those choices. You'll probably have better luck, and I'd really recommend it because you get better service and everything to go to independent garden centers and feed stores and places like that. Even hardware stores will have the organic herbicides that'll help you out with that project.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My next question is, okay, I have a tree. I've been here about 30-some years, and it was about a good 40 feet tall, and it's rotting at the base and at the limbs, and you can see as it trickles from the base up into the limb of a tree, it's turning brown, and at the very bottom of the base, it's like, well, I can put my hand in the middle of the tree, and the water's coming from it. Is the tree dying, or?
Doesn't sound good, does it? Do you know what kind of tree it is?
That I don't know.
Okay. If you could somehow take a picture with your phone and send me a photograph of it, I could give you a lot better information. That's kind of all nebulous there. You could send it to me at info@dirtdoctor.com. I'm probably going to recommend that you do the sick tree treatment it, but I'd really, if it's got a big serious damage like that, I'd like to see it, and I could probably give you a little bit better a recommendation.
Okay. My next question is, okay, I have plum trees. My neighbor has plum trees. And this tree, like, at the base of the tree, is dying. But this tree produced over 1,000 plums, and they were so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, how can I, if I want to get, can I create plums from the plum seed? Now, please condone my ignorance. I'm just trying to get understanding. How can I use the seeds to make, to reproduce that tree, or how can I get a limb from the tree? How can we reproduce that?
Well, yes and no. You can propagate it by taking a stem cutting from it, and you could try it right now, and then if it didn't work, you could try it again in the fall, and if that didn't work, you could try it again late winter, just as the buds are starting to swell and before they open. And what you do is you make a cutting about 8 inches long of the tip growth of the plant. You strip the lower leaves off of the cutting if you do it during the growing season, and you plunge that end into some vermiculite or perlite, or what I use normally for propagation is just an organic potting soil. And believe it or not, the thing that will help with the rooting of a cutting like that is to put saliva, your own saliva, on that cut. Just stick the end of the cutting in your mouth. Yeah, we stumbled into that a long time ago. Now, the other way you can go is you can take the seed of the plums and dry them out. Just leave them out on some paper and let them dry out. Clean them off real well. And then you can plant them, like I was telling an earlier caller, twice as deep in the soil as the length of the plum seed, and it will grow into a plum tree. But it won't necessarily be the same delicious plums that you are looking to get, because when you when you grow it from a seed, it's gonna, you don't know who the father was and came over and helped out with the development of the new plant. So
okay,
you can go anyway. Why don't you do both and see which way works for you? You can get lucky, and the one that got pollinated and turned into a seed, it may turn into one as good or even better than the original plant.
Okay.
But if you do the cutting using the tip growth cuttings, it'll be a clone, and it'll be exactly what you're looking for.
Okay. My next question is, I have crepe myrtles. They're about 20 feet tall. They're shedding now. What causes them to shed? The bark is like they're shedding off the tree.
A normal feature. That's called exfoliating bark, and I like it. I like the plant that's the mystery photograph today has gorgeous exfoliating bark, and that's a pleasant feature. You couldn't do anything about it if you wanted to. Enjoy it.
Okay, last question. Okay, where can you buy some big trees? If this tree dies, okay, where can I go buy a tree? But I've seen a place where you pay $300 and have them bring it out and, I guess, nourish it, whatever the case may be, where I can have some big tree shape. It's in that tree has, it's such a beautiful shade tree, and you're trying to put it back. If that's rotten, what kind of, can I replace that?
There's a lot of places where you can do that. What I'd recommend that you do there, Rose, is you go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and look at the Dirt Doctor destinations and the various retail places that we have mentioned on our website. And they're the ones where you'll find the organic products. The people understand organics and understand planting real well, and that'd be the best way for you to go. I hope that helps. I need to move on and help some other people.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Let's see who's next here. Justin, Princeton, Texas. Hello, Justin.
Hello there, Howard. Hey, I'm moving in probably late September, early October to a 3-acre piece of land.
Oh, good.
I was kind of wondering about planting grass in that big area. What's kind of like the best method? Like, I've seen like maybe renting a machine or something to push seed into the ground, and then I guess also what varieties to grow, because I hate Bermuda. I want to not have to worry about it overtaking my bed, or have to be so crazy about getting it out of the beds and stuff like that.
It can be a bad weed. It would be the least expensive thing for you to do is Bermuda grass seed. If it were my 3 acres, Justin, what I would plant without question would be buffalo grass. I think buffalo grass is beautiful. I think it is without question the most drought tolerant grass, and it would never become an invasive problem into your beds or anything like the Bermuda grass would.
Okay. One problem I've always had with I've been looking for buffalo seed before, and it just seems like it's so expensive.
Well, it is more expensive than the Bermuda. Bermuda is just by far it's the least expensive way to go. But the buffalo grass, if you buy the hulls, not the little tiny black seed, it's not as expensive as you might think, and you can put it out in not quite as heavy a population. The other thing that happens with buffalo that some people complain about is that Bermuda will grow with it. It'll intermingle with Bermuda. It actually looks fine. It's on some golf courses where I play regularly, and the combination of buffalo and Bermuda grass growing together is good. Where you water less and fertilize less, the buffalo grass will have the advantage and will tend to dominate. And where you fertilize and water more, the Bermuda grass will tend to dominate. So that's how you kind of regulate which one of those you want to have. But I would try to figure out how to plant buffalo grass seed in your situation as the best way to go by far.
Okay. Thank you. I had one other question, too. So,
sure.
There's really no trees out there right now, and I'm wanting to put in a pool. I'm trying to think of what kind of tree I could plant on the west side of the pool that would give me shade within, you know, 4 or 5 years and not be crazy shedding and all that stuff.
Well, it's tough because every tree sheds at some time of the year, you know, and a lot of people think the evergreen trees are the cleanest of them all, but live oak may be the messiest tree of all of them, you know, and it's an evergreen. It just simply sheds at a different time. It sheds its leaves in the spring. I tell you, one I would tell you to look at would be Mexican white oak. Mexican white oak has great big leathery leaves, and it tends to not be very messy much of the year. It's a beautiful evergreen tree, fairly fast growing. You can see some good shots in dirtdoctor.com of Mexican white oak. It's also sold as Monterey oak. I'm going to have to run. I hope that helps you, and happy Father's Day. Talk to you later.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Do you need hand sanitizer? Real-Time Pain Relief is making hand sanitizer to help during the COVID-19 crisis. This is no ordinary hand sanitizer. Real-Time Hand Sanitizer plus Skin Conditioner contains 70% alcohol to kill 99.99% of germs, and it's infused with nature's ingredients to deliver skin conditioning benefits, even as you clean. Use code DIRTDOCTOR with the purchase of Real-Time Hand Sanitizer for a free gift. To order, go to rtpr.com. That's rtpr.com.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer? Or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides? The compaction of soil? And grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green.
Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard, back with you, and we're going to go to Ocean City, Maryland, and talk to Bill next. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing great. What can I do for you today?
Happy Father's Day. I listen to your show religiously every Sunday.
Well, thank you very much. The same to you.
Two quick questions for you. Issues that I've had. Carpenter bees that love to drill perfect little round holes into redwood. Nobody uses redwood anymore because you can't find it, but I have a lot of it, and the carpenter bees seem to love it. I was wondering if you have any solution to repel those.
Yeah, one of the things that works pretty well in that case, Bill, is hot pepper. You can use a liquid hot pepper product, or you could just, you know, get some crushed red pepper or, you know, the hottest stuff you can get and put it in the holes, the current holes that are there, and seal them with putty. That just kind of keeps them away from that spot. And then you can spray the remainder of the wood that they might go to next with a liquid pepper product. A&M actually did some research years ago. They kind of stuck it in a drawer and didn't make a big deal out of it, but they did research on using really hot pepper. I think they use habanero, you know, something really hot, on wood to repel termites, and the test results came out quite good. So that's going to work on the bees just like it would on termites as a repellent, and also to, to stop the work in any holes where they're currently drilling. The other thing that sometimes works about as well is orange oil. Sp-
sprayed on, you know, and soaked into the wood. Just has a little bit milder way of repelling.
Where would you come up with orange oil?
Well, the orange oil is sold by any of the stores or any of the distribution companies, the mail order places online that sell organic products.
Okay.
Yeah, it's D-limonene is the technical name of it. It's actually an extract of oranges. It's really orange oil, but it's called D-limonene.
All right, great. Last question. Mm-hmm. Repelling squirrels who like to get in the attic. Is there something that you can put? I don't want to hurt the little critters, but is there something you can put in the attic or around the house to repel them?
Yeah, it's the one place where I can give you decent advice on squirrels. Out the garden hurting things, I don't have a clue other than shooting at them with something. But in the attic, what you may have to get a pest control company to help you with this, but dusting with a hot pepper product in the attic or a liquid works pretty well too, but dusting seems to work better. And have a place for them to be able to get out, you know, when you
right.
do this. That's going to run them out, and then you've got to seal. You got to find out where the openings are that they probably got in, and once they're out of there, we had it with baby raccoons. We did the same thing with raccoons years ago. Once they're out of there, then you seal it up and keep it, you know, nice and sealed up from that point forward so they won't go back in there. But they don't like the hot pepper, especially the dust, at all.
Okay, that's fabulous. I really appreciate it. Once again, I enjoy your show and continued good health to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Talk to you again.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's Sharon's turn in Frisco, Texas. Hello, Sharon.
Well, good morning, Howard, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
Great. I have a question you brought up a couple of weeks ago concerning a mixture of orange oil and water to kind of brush or paint on the trunk of a tree that is infected with borers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I didn't write down the composition of the mixture.
Okay. Well, in the case of borers, and we stumbled onto this on a big commercial landscape project over in Fort Worth, because what I've always recommended is to use orange oil at 2 ounces per gallon of water for insects in general, you know, killing or repelling insects. And the contractor misread it, and they mixed the orange oil much stronger than that and just sprayed the trunks of some redbud trees that had borers in them because they were in stress. And it worked to get rid of the borers, and they used it really strongly. And I thought, well, you know, this is a good idea. So we started experimenting with it in other arborists, and I have shared information. And basically now what we recommend is about 4 ounces. You can go a little higher. You can go as much as double that to 8 ounces, but I think it'd be a waste of money. So about 4 ounces, 4 jiggers, full of orange oil per gallon of water, sprayed or painted on the trunk of the tree, repels borers and other insects extremely well. In fact, it'll kill them at that strength. But here's the other part of that answer. If you don't apply the sick tree treatment to the tree also, the borers will probably come back because they're there because the tree's in stress. You eliminate the stress by getting the soil off of the root flare, off the base of the tree, and do the rest of the sick tree treatment, the entire procedure. It's not a product, it's a procedure, and it's all explained on dirtdoctor.com under guides right on the homepage of the website. It's basically to aerate the root zone, get the flare exposed, aerate the root system, and put out the amendments we use for bed preparation. Organic fertilizers, the rock minerals, lava, and azomite, and the sugars or dry molasses and cornmeal. And that'll get you fixed up.
Oh, that's great. And thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I'll be back right after this.